ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
Ace the JLPT, Japanese Language Proficiency Test, with JapanesePod101.com. Make sure you visit our site, where you'll find more JLPT material, including practice questions designed to prepare you for the real thing. You'll also find useful JLPT tips from fellow learners in our community forum. Visit JapanesePod101.com and get your free lifetime account now. Hi everyone, and welcome to Lesson 2 of JapanesePod101.com's new JLPT N3 Prep Course.I'm Jessie, and I'm here joined by Naomi Sensei.
こんにちは、みなさん、ナオミです。前回は文字語彙の問題1と問題2を勉強しましたね。
In the first lesson, we covered how to prepare for question 1 and question 2 of the 漢字 and vocab section.
このレッスンは問題3と問題4を勉強します。
In this lesson, lesson 2, we'll cover question 3 and question 4 of the 漢字 and vocabulary section.First of all, Naomi 先生。
はい。
Can you read the instructions for question 3?
はい。括弧に入れるのに最も良いものを1、2、3、4から一つ選びなさい。
Fill in the blank to complete the sentence. Choose the best answer from 1 to 4.
括弧 is brackets or blank. So in 問題 3, you need to choose the appropriate vocab word according to the context.
This section is designed to test how much vocabulary you know. Okay, how about the instructions for 問題 4?
下線の文に意味が近いものを1、2、3、4から一つ選びなさい。
Which of the following words or phrases has the closest meaning to the underlined part? Choose the best answer from 1 to 4.
You need to find a word or a phrase that means the same thing as the underlined part.
This section is designed to test your knowledge on the meanings of different words and phrases. Okay, so now let's get into how to prepare for 問題3 and 4.
カタカナの言葉と擬音語、擬態語
onomatopoeia
の問題は毎年必ず出ます。
Right. Questions that test your knowledge about katakana words and onomatopoeia appear on the test every year.
少なくとも2004年から2009年は毎年出ていました。
Well, at least from 2004 to 2009.
Okay, let's start with katakana words. There are so many katakana words that show up in daily life, aren't there?
Yes, definitely.
In the PDF, there is a list of common katakana words and their synonyms, or words that have the same meaning in Japanese. Naomi-sensei, can you read some of the words from the list?
Sure. The first one is idea.
Listeners, can you guess the meaning?Can you say it one more time?
Idea.
As you may have been able to tell, it means idea. Now, this word can be rephrased in Japanese as
考え
idea or thought. And how about the next katakana word, please?
アルコール
That's kind of a tough one. もう一度言ってください。
アルコール
Alcohol. And the synonym in Japanese is
酒
And how about one more example?
サイン。
This can be rephrased in Japanese as
署名
signature. Now, it might seem easy because a lot of katakana words come from English, but you still have to be careful. Some of them may have different meanings from the English word or might come from another language entirely.
Yes, and also the pronunciation is usually very different.
Naomi-sensei, you said there's another type of word that shows up a lot in the JLPT, onomatopoeia.
そうです。Onomatopoeia, which are known as 擬音語 or 擬態語 in Japanese, are common on the JLPT.
Right, and what are they exactly? Well, 擬音語 are words that mimic sounds or voices, and 擬態語 are words that mimic states.
Yes, phrases like ザーザー to describe the sound of falling rain, or キラキラ to describe something sparkling.
In the PDF, we have a chart of onomatopoeia that have shown up on the JLPT in the past 6 years. And actually, I noticed that most of them seem to be 擬態語, that is, onomatopoeia that describe the state of something.
Yes, I'd say you're right. I'd say that 擬態語 are probably more common on the test.
So here, let's go through some of them from that list.
Good idea. The first one is ぐっすり
to sleep soundly
and こっそり
to do something secretly.
Here's a sample sentence. 妻がぐっすり眠っていたのでこっそり家を出てきた。
My wife was sound asleep, so I secretly left the house. Here are the next two.
たっぷり
plenty, full.
のんびり
leisurely, laid back.
Here's a sample sentence. 時間はたっぷりあります。急がないでのんびり行きましょう。
We have tons of time. Let's not rush and take it easy. And the next one?
ぴったり
exact, fitting.
Here's a sample sentence. この T シャツは彼にぴったりだ。
This T-shirt is perfect for him.
How about this one? ぼんやり
vaguely, faintly.
Here's a sample sentence. 彼の顔をぼんやりと覚えている。
I vaguely remember his face. You know, interestingly enough, a lot of these kinds of onomatopoeia that describe states end in り. Maybe you caught on to that already.
You're right. Many of them are also made up of four characters as well.
Right, because of these similarities, I think they all might start to run together. So this is where seeing and hearing them used in context is really helpful.
One way to do that is through our onomatopoeia series.
Good advice. Our onomatopoeia series introduces you to all kinds of these types of words. So if you're preparing for N3 and want to brush up on your onomatopoeia, I recommend giving that series a listen as well.
I also recommend that you go over expression that contains repetition, such as 次次だんだん and so on.
Let's go over a few, shall we?
Sure. First, 次次
In succession, one by one.
次 means
next. So literally, 次次 means next next. It describes a situation where something happens right after the next.
Yeah, like boom, boom, boom.
Right, exactly. And the next one is?
だんだん
Gradually.
だん is step.
So step by step.In small steps, by degrees, or gradually.
Here's another one. 別々別is separate. So 別々 literally means separate, separate.
Right. 別々 means individually or separately.
How about this one? 度々度in this case means time or occasion. So 度々 means time to time.
Right, or repeatedly or frequently.These kinds of repeating phrases are usually adverbs. They describe the way an action is done.
There are more of those expressions as well as other useful ones in the PDF, so don't forget to check it out.
Okay, and that's all the time we have for this lesson. Join us next time as we review 問題5, question 5 of the 漢字 and vocab section. Until next time!
じゃあまた!
Find the lesson notes and more JLPT lessons like this one at JapanesePod101.com. Also find useful JLPT practice questions.Tips, tricks, and strategies. So head on over to JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.